Welcome to the Artman Talks podcast. This week, we're talking with Kevin Johnson, consultant at SecureIdeas.net and instructor at the SANS Institute. In this section, we're looking at botnets, how they're used, and how they are created. So we kind of talked about it a little bit, about how by basically compromising a user's system, if someone wants to create a botnet, they would try to compromise as many systems as possible. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, well, I think first we need to explain what a botnet is.
Yes,
right?
Please. Mm-hmm.
A botnet is just a series of computers that have had a piece of software installed on them that the software allows a remote user to control all of them together. So I, as the attacker, can take control of, let's say, 100 machines, for this example, install the bot software, the controllable software, and then I can issue commands to all 100 machines. Hey, go attack that machine, or go attack that server, or send out this spam, or what have you. And so because the goal is to generate as much of something, be it spam, be it attack traffic, or whatever, I want to have as many computers as possible, right? And so I'm going to compromise, the ultimate goal. I want to compromise every machine. Well, that's not going to happen for one. I won't say it's not going to happen, but it's unlikely. But the more machines I have control of, the more power I have with those machines. So, think back to, the Mafia boy days where, by taking control of a series of machines, he was able to perform denial of service attacks against Amazon and eBay and what have you, by simply generating enough requests from that, 100,000 machines. If all 100,000 machines go out to eBay and say, give us your front page, well, there's a good chance you're going to overwhelm eBay's servers, their bandwidth, whatever, right?
We've heard quite a bit about botnets, I think, but how often are they used, and how many computers do you think are probably infected but not actually used for nefarious purposes, perhaps?
Well, I mean, how often they're used, the answer is all the time.
Okay.
Right. Looking back at the things like the LulzSec and the anonymous attacks and things like that, large numbers of those were using botnets to perform denial of service attacks. Right. So we see their usage constantly.
Okay.
Your next question was, how many machines do I think are infected with something? And, there are numbers of statistics out there, but I will tell you that my experience is most computers I look at have some form of malware either on them or attempted to attack them or what have you.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of scary if you think about it. I mean, like, it seems that almost as soon as you plug into the internet, as soon as you connect with your laptop to the Wi-Fi hotspot, I mean, you're almost automatically a target, and you're probably being attacked. At least that's the implication of what you just said, it seems.
Well, and it's absolutely true. I mean, we see if you look at the network traffic targeting your system, right, your internet-connected IP address, we see port scans looking for exposed services that can be attacked almost immediately upon connecting. Furthermore, when we start looking for, browsing web pages and things like that, major websites are delivering malware via their ad servers or what have you that are attempting to install bot software onto your computer. So just browsing a web page can get you infected.
That's just so crazy to me.
That's not even getting started on the fake antivirus ads going around that are really just a scam to get you to install even more malware.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. I mean, and just these drive-by downloads with these infected ads. It just seems so. It could be pretty much any website that I go to that's going to have something like that.
Yeah, we've seen things like the Register or MSNBC or what have you, where their ad server has been compromised or malicious ads have been purchased, and you go to what a lot of people would consider a trusted known website, and you're being infected by malware.
That's crazy. And so, can we talk a little bit about how botnets are used, I guess? And so we talked a little bit already about denial of service attacks, but are there any other methods or any other ways that they can be used?
Well, yeah. I mean, we talked about denial of service attacks, but we can also do things like spamming. Spam, you know, sending the unsolicited email or malware via email. Well, if I have 100,000 machines, I'm able to send out more email messages to more people faster,
mm-hmm.
right? So it increases the scope of what I can attack within a short period of time. Furthermore, I can use my botnet to perform assessments and security checks against other target systems to see if I can exploit them.
Okay.
So I have my 100,000 machines look at 100,000 other machines to see if they can figure out a way to attack them. Right, just expanding and growing this ever-increasing botnet, right? And those are pretty much the main categories of attacks. Of course, I can always just say, well, I want to take that part of my botnet and attack Joe over there and take this part of my botnet and attack Sue and what have you. But
Okay. Their
main purpose is to launch malicious activity.
So it would be possible to basically... Because it seems like, to use some of the marketing language that we just talked about, it seems like by creating a botnet, you're almost creating your own cloud system that has processing and bandwidth power that you can use against someone else.
There have been conversations where we've referred to botnets as old school cloud computing. Yeah, botnets were the original cloud.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Cloud vendors don't like it when you say that.
Oh, sure they don't.
Yeah.